Good morning, everyone. For WRCO News, I'm Todd Coppernall. 69 cloudy degrees in Richland Center right now, headed today to a high of 82. In the news, a Prairie du Sac man is behind bars following an investigation into internet crimes against children. The Sauk County Sheriff's Office says detectives arrested 75-year-old Dennis Relke on Thursday. Officials say the arrest stems from a search warrant executed in early February at a residence on Rawl Road. Investigators seized computers and other electronic devices, which were then sent for forensic analysis. According to the sheriff's office, that analysis led to charges of possession of prohibited material. Relke was booked into the Sauk County Jail and is currently awaiting an initial court appearance. Captain Matt Birch says the department remains committed to pursuing cases involving the exploitation of children and encourages anyone with information on criminal activity to contact local law enforcement or the Sauk County Crime Stoppers tip line. Ed Chitwood states the Milk Into Cheese Drive begins today, runs through Labor Day. This is a fundraiser to deliver cheese to five different food pantries throughout the year. Donations of any size are gladly accepted, or $170 buys 1,000 pounds of milk, which makes 100 pounds of cheese. 100% of the money raised goes to the cause. Please make checks payable to MIC, as in Milk Into Cheese. Send those to 16025 Eddie's Lane, Blue River, 53518. There will be a hayride later this year. WRCO will provide details as soon as they are available. Pre-register for this weekend's Murder Mystery Weekend tonight at the 1921 AD Lounge located at the AD German Warehouse, 300 South Church Street. Registration runs from 5 to 7 p.m. Wisconsin's labor market showed resilience in July as the unemployment rate remained stable at 3.3%, according to the latest preliminary estimates from the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics. This figure remains notably stronger than the national unemployment rate of 4.1%. The state reported a total of 3,036,800 employed residents, marking an increase of 6,600 over the month and 26,500 over the year. Additionally, the labor force participation rate held steady at 64.5%, continuing to outperform the national rate of 61.4% by 3.1 percentage points. Total non-farm jobs in Wisconsin reached 3,042,900, reflecting a monthly gain of 1,200 jobs. Yesterday, the Wisconsin State Patrol Toma Post arrested 57-year-old George Lee Payne of West Salem following a traffic stop at the intersection of Highway 27 and Snyder Road in Crawford County. The incident occurred shortly after 3 p.m. when a Wisconsin State Trooper initiated the stop and subsequently requested field sobriety tests. While Mr. Payne refused to participate in the physical tests, a preliminary breath test indicated a blood alcohol concentration of 0.292, more than three times the legal limit. Governor Tony Evers recently announced the allocation of more than $19.7 million in Community Development Block Grant, CDBG, public facilities funding to support critical infrastructure improvements across 20 Wisconsin communities. These grants are intended to bolster local projects that residents rely on daily, such as repairing roads, upgrading drainage systems, and ensuring the integrity of water and sewer networks. By investing in these essential services, the state aims to enhance the quality of life and safety for individuals in low to moderate income areas, particularly in smaller towns and cities with populations under 50,000. However, the future of this long-standing program is now in jeopardy due to President Trump's proposed federal fiscal year 2027 budget. The administration's fiscal plan calls for the complete elimination of the CDBG program, a move that would halt federal support for local community development and housing efforts nationwide. Governor Evers has expressed strong opposition to these proposed cuts, characterizing them as an attempt to undermine the ability of local governments to address their most pressing infrastructure and housing needs. In response, the governor has urged Wisconsin's congressional delegation to take bipartisan action to protect the program and ensure that this vital funding remains a permanent fixture in the next federal budget. The Wisconsin real estate landscape demonstrated significant momentum in July, marking the second consecutive month of healthy growth in home sales. According to the latest data, existing home sales surged by 8.1% compared to the previous year, a trend that has placed considerable upward pressure on property values across the state. This increased activity pushed the statewide median home price to $360,000, representing a 6.8% rise over July of last year. Amy Curler, the 2026 chair of the board of directors for the Wisconsin Realtors Association, characterized the current season as a solid summer for housing. She noted that the combined performance of June and July represents the strongest first 2 months of peak summer sales since 2022, a notable feat given the higher mortgage rate environment that began a few years ago. This statewide strength is reflected in year-to-date figures as well, with sales up 4.9% and median prices increasing 6.2% for the first 7 months of the year. The Richland Center Park Board has scheduled its next official meeting for Monday, August 24th. The session will begin at 5 p.m. and will take place in the Community Center meeting room. One of the primary highlights of the evening's agenda involves forward-looking financial discussions, specifically focusing on the fee projections for the 2027 calendar year. Additionally, the board will conduct its routine fiscal oversight by reviewing and moving for the approval of the monthly bills, ensuring that the department's expenditures remain transparent and accounted for. The meeting will also feature a series of comprehensive monthly reports providing updates on various facets of the park system. Attendees can expect detailed insights into the current budget status, as well as administrative updates from the Recreation Director and the Woodman Senior Center Coordinator. The session will conclude with a report from the Park Board President, offering a broad perspective on current projects and the general direction of the city's parks and recreation initiatives. The Universities of Wisconsin Board of Regents has officially approved its operating budget request for the 2027 through 2029 biennium, a proposal built upon three fundamental commitments to the people of Wisconsin. This strategic plan aims to ensure that every resident has access to an affordable, high-quality UW education while simultaneously focusing on building the state's workforce and fostering the next generation of businesses. Furthermore, the budget seeks to advance life-saving medical discoveries and improve healthcare access across the entire state. At the heart of the proposal is a four-year tuition pledge designed to provide financial predictability for students and families. Under this plan, the board would freeze tuition for the 2027 through 2029 biennium, provided the state invests $190 million to cover the costs of the freeze and maintain educational quality. In the years following, any tuition increases would be capped at the rate of inflation. This pledge is complemented by the Wisconsin Work and Learn Initiative, a last dollar aid program specifically for students from families earning less than the state median income in exchange for a work commitment.